Is it aimed at the public, or is it aimed at people within the profession?
Well, that's what makes this Magic Festival a bit more interesting. It's not an industry event. It's certainly aimed at the general public, and I think that's what makes it unique in the UK. It's been going for 7 years now, and we have about almost 8,000 to 10,000 people coming to watch live magic shows last year. It's crazy. It's like a huge amount of people that would never have gone to see magic otherwise, and it's all members of the public. Magicians come as well, but it's all about getting the public in to see really good quality live magic.
Now, magic is a very broad term, isn't it? So what different forms of the art does the event take in?
It is quite wide and varying, and I think the one thing that all magicians try and do is offer a sort of version of reality that's different to the one that we live in. So that can be, and that's usually through doing amazing things. So I would say for the festival, we have traditional magic in terms of card tricks and sleight of hand and illusion in a small scale setting. We have medium scale magic shows that seat about 100 or so. And we have large scale ones that go up to 2,000. There's comedy magic, there's mind reading, there's illusion, there's very interesting artistic interpretations of magic, usually kind of storytelling with special effects. It's a very wide ranging scene, and it's rare that we get these artists over in the UK to do these performances. So it's a real kind of one off chance to see this kind of cutting edge magic.
Out of all of the different performances and forms of magic and performers, is there one in particular that really you think will wow the crowd for whatever reason?
One in particular, it's difficult. I program the event, so I try and make sure that everyone has, every performer has a real sort of pull or draw or lure to them.
Okay, well, perhaps if I ask it differently then, is there one particular performer or show that's doing something that probably hasn't been seen by the general public before?
I think that if I was going to choose one standout performer, it'd be kind of for selfish aims, and that's because this performer, he performs sleight of hand magic that fools magicians. That's quite a rare thing to do, because sleight of hand is an old art form, so to create new methodologies for making things appear and disappear is quite remarkable. And this chap's name's Hector Mancha. He's a Spaniard. He's performing in the gala show on the 8th of July in Edinburgh at the Festival Theatre. And he just has, it's quite remarkable. He kind of rolls his sleeves up, so his full arm is exposed, and he makes multiple objects appear over and over again. And it's just impossible to see where they're coming from. I really don't know how he does it. It's quite remarkable. So I would choose Hector Mancha. He's an amazing performer.
The public, they get a chance to learn some magic skills. I believe there's workshops.
There are, yeah. They're mainly aimed at the children. So we have workshops from 6 years plus up to about 14 years. There's tasters where you can come along and just get a little quick half-hour lesson. There's day sessions, or there's even a four-day session where you come for 4 days and your child will learn different styles of magic from different performers over the course of 4 days. And it's almost sold out. It's really popular. I think we're the only people in the UK that do something like that as well. So it's quite a cool thing to advertise Magic School. Kids love it.
Is there a place where you can go to get more information?
Yeah, you can go online. That's probably the easiest thing to do. Our website's magicfest.co.uk.